Tuesday the 13th of July, Beit Menachemov, Rabbi Avram Chaim San, the Paris of the Meraglim.
In this week's parasha, we have a chazara of the story of the Meraglim. And in the pasuk, Eshtei Tarek, Moshe Rabbeinu goes over the Maisa that they sent the Meraglim. And the state in pasuk, Vayikhu Biyadam Mipri Haaretz, the Meraglim went up to Eretz Yisrael. Vayifnu Vayadu Ha'ara Vayavayu Ar Nachal Eshkoil, and they came to Nachal Eshkoil. Vayikhu Biyadam Mipri Haaretz, and they took with them the pears of Eretz Yisrael. Vayaridu Eleinu, and they brought them down back to the Midbar. So the Meraglim took with them the pears of Eretz Yisrael. Interesting to capture. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara Klat HaShayim, when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, so we know, we came into Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Nisan. Yud Nisan was the day that we crossed over the Yarden. 4 days later, six days later, we had to bring a Karban Omer. First day of Chol HaMoed, 16th of Nisan, we had to bring a Karban Omer. So the Gemara asks, from which tour did Klal Yisrael bring the Karban Omer? What's the problem? You get somebody. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, there's a problem. Because the Pasuk says, Kitzirchem, you must bring the Karban Omer from your body, from your tour, v'loi Kitzir of the Gromit, and not from the tour which belongs to the Goyim. So this tour belongs to the Goyim. So how could they bring a Karban Omer? There was no, in the 6 days which they were there, there was no time for fresh tour to grow. So from which tour could they bring the Karban Omer? I'll leave the Gemara. Not the Geta, that's the answer, but this is the Gemara's cash. So Tosfos over there in Rosh Hashanah says, we know that Eretz Yisrael was already given to us from when Yitzchak Avinu was born. Eretz Yisrael was already given to Klal Yisrael, so what's the problem? So Tosfos, that's true. The land was ours. But the Goyim who lived there, what they planted in this land, that belonged to them. So any barley or wheat or anything like that which was growing, which they planted until we came into Eretz Yisrael, that belonged to them. And so therefore, when it comes to bringing a Karban Omer, which you have to bring from the barley, which was obviously planted before we came into Eretz Yisrael, that belonged to the Umasayla, that belonged to the seven nations. In Mamela, Fret the Gemara Kasha, how could we bring a Karban Omer? Ivazai is the Mepharshim asking to Santa Kasha. What was the heta for the Meraglim to take these grapes? Why isn't there a problem of Gezel Akum? Gezel Akum is also Asa. Is there Bazaar, and these, we weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. Is there Bazaar, the parents there surely belonged to the Goyim. So what was the heta for the Meraglim to take these parents? How do you get around the problem of Gezel Akum? So one second. So let's try and see. We've got some answers how to get around this problem. So you could say that maybe they went and they took from a hefka similar thing. They found some a hefka field. So from field which was not no fence around or anything, and they took from there. So Bamish, you could actually be like this. But listen to this. There's a pasuk in Shalach Lecha. The pasuk says in Shalach Lecha that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim, "V'his chazaktem, and you should be strong, u'lekachtem mipri ha'aretz, and you should take from the fruit of the land." And then the pasuk finishes off, "V'hayomim yimei bikurei anovim," and in those days was the days when the grapes were just ripening. "V'hayomim yimei bikurei anovim." So listen to the words of the Chizkuni. So the Chizkuni says, "V'his chazaktem." They needed to be brave. The Meraglim needed to be courageous and brave to bring these graves home. Because it was the days of the ripening of the grapes. And there were guards around to make sure that nobody would steal any grapes. Surely if they were taking from a field of Hefka, they've got nothing to worry about, unless it means the customs at the border. But otherwise, they've got nothing to worry about. And on my vices from the Chizkuni, they were told, go into a field, open the gate, go into a field where it says no entrance, and go and steal the grapes and bring them back to us. And even though they might be shaming that, but he's chazakta, don't be scared, just go in and take them. So the kasha is, what was the heter? Surely there's a problem of gezer akum. Yes, that's what we're, but you see from the Gemara, that's right, from Gemara Shana, that the two belong to that. Is Bahamas, there is an eitzah, could be, because Tosfos, that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos says that if there was a tree, tzvua, barley, wheat and barley, these things are planted every year. So obviously, if something was growing, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, if there was barley, it had been planted the previous year, and obviously that must have belonged to the Umos Olam, that belonged to the seven nations who planted it. A tree could have been standing for 100 years, for 200 years. What would be if we came into Eretz Yisrael and we found a tree which had been there for 250 years, 260 years? In other words, it was planted when Yaakov Avinu was still living in Eretz Yisrael, was planted by Yaakov and his children. That those peiros, not only does the land belong to us, the peiros would also be ours. It's only the tzvua which was planted by the Shiva Omos. It's only the tzvua which was planted by the nations who were there that belongs to them. But if we would find an ancient 250 years, it's not that ancient, Stoma, a tree which was that old, then the peiros also would belong to us. So you could have to say that they would have to look for that ancient tree.
How would they know?
Yeah, maybe from the rings. That would actually be. But let's talk about something which is actually more an interesting terence. I'd like Bezat Hashem to discuss a halachic shaila, nothing to do with anything, but we'll come back, we'll bring it back, hopefully, Bezat Hashem, to the sugya of the Meraglim. But the while we're going off the point, but Bezat Hashem will get back. Is da halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach? The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch passes as follows: If Reuven gives Shimon chometz 2 or 3 weeks before Pesach, and he says, "Do you mind? Can I leave this in your freezer? A loaf of bread, a cake?" And Reuven goes away, and it's coming closer to Erev Pesach, and Reuven hasn't phoned Shimon up to arrange that he should sell the chometz. So it's coming the day before Erev Pesach, the morning of Erev Pesach, and still Reuven hasn't made contact with Shimon to tell him, please sell my chometz. So the halacha is, state Shulchan Aruch, if when it comes to the fifth hour, the penultimate hour, when you can sell the chometz, the last hour, sorry, when you can sell the chometz, and still Reuven hasn't made contact, so the halacha is that Shimon should go and sell Reuven's chometz. A bit of a debate how you can sell somebody else's chometz, but that's the din. Shimon goes to the rabbi and says, "I'd like to add on to my mechiras chometz. I've got a cake here from Reuven. I want to sell this chometz." That's the halach. In order that it shouldn't become us, right? Who's taking Shulchan Aruch?
It's not his problem.
Yeah, it's not his problem. But Lamaisa, he doesn't want Reuven. He doesn't want Reuven to be over. We'll soon see. Maybe it's his problem. Comes the Magen Avraham. Listen to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "What happens if he doesn't? What happens if he says Reuven Yitzchok? Not my problem. Why should I worry about it?" Says the Magen Avraham, "It is your problem because you're a shema. You're a shema. Shema chiram. Okay, you're a shema. Now, and the Gemara says, what happens if you have a shema? I give somebody my sheep to look after. A shema chiram is doing me a favor, and animals come to attack them." And it was within the Shema's care to chase them away. It wasn't a great big lion or a tiger or something which the Shema could have just gotten with a few, made a bit of noise, and it wouldn't have cost him any money to chase the animals away. And he doesn't do that. So that's a pshia, and he's chayav to pay. Zot the Magen Avraham, but it was he also. If the Shema, if the one in whose freezer the chometz is, he says, "Not my problem," and he doesn't sell the chometz, Zot the Magen Avraham is going to be chayav, because he's a shema, and this was a pshia, and now he's going to have to pay for the chometz when it becomes asavah not. And Gav Urcha, the Magen Avraham says, if the chometz is still there, then after Pesach he can just say Harish Shalcha V'Panecha. Remember the Gemara, because of chometz V'Av Alav Pesach, so you can get away with it. And if the chometz is still there, and say Harish Shalcha V'Panecha. But in theory, he's chayav to pay. If the chometz isn't here, he has to pay. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So on the Shulchan Aruch, one of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch is the Chok Yaakov. So the Chok Yaakov Tainas on the Magen Avraham. Now, I don't think this is counted as a pshia. Maybe it's on the level of gneiva v'aveda, for which a shem v'socha would be chayev, but not a shem v'chinam. I don't think it's a pshia. Why? Says the Chok Yaakov, Reuven never contacted Shimon. He never phoned him up. So Shimon had a right to think, maybe Reuven has made other arrangements. If he hasn't phoned me, he knows he's got this. Surely he's not forgotten this beautiful cake, which is left by me in the freezer. So he hasn't phoned me, and you can. Reuven could easily arrange wherever he is, on the Chiras Chometz, with his rabbi. And he's not phoned me. So it's true, it is Shimon's achrayus to see to it, having a pshia, to call it on the level of pshia, that is absolute carelessness, that's too far. Because Reuven could say that since Shimon hasn't contacted me, that does lead me to think that maybe he's taken made his own arrangements. Says the Chok Yaakov, I would paskin that this is not on the level of a pshia, this is on the level of Gneva of Vaveda. It's not actually Gneva of Aveda, but it's on the level, if you know what I mean, on the level of not taking care of the thing which you're supposed to look after. It's the level of Gneva of Aveda, and therefore, al shem chinam, b'chayra, you shouldn't be chayv. And he brings a raya. Listen to this raya. The Rambam, the Rambam, the Chometz is also, if he doesn't sell it. It belongs to the owner, it belongs to Reuven. So he brings a raya from a Rambam, because the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, and the Rambam says that if when it comes to the fifth hour, and he hasn't sold his chametz, then he must go and sell it. Zokti Rama, why must the shema sell the chametz? Zokti Rama, mipnei hashavas aveda levayim. As hashavas aveda. In other words, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of hashavas aveda in the Torah, then Reuven could say, not my problem. But since there happens to be a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, that's mechayev. That obligates Reuven to see to the chometz, and it shouldn't become osur. Zokt the Chok Yaakov. If you say that in the Magen Avraham, that it's downright pshia, it's just plain carelessness. You're not looking after. It's like you left the door open. What do you need Hashavas Aveda for? Why does the Rambam have to quote the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to explain why the Shem has to sell the Chometz? Forget Hashavas Aveda! If you leave the door open and Ganavim come in, it's because of Hashavas Aveda? You know, it's downright carelessness. Straightforward, pshia. Elamai, from the fact that the Rambam had to come on to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, is a raya that there's no pshia over here. So what? Why is he obliged to do? He says, Shem Chinam, you're not chayv in Gneva Vaveda. The Terence says, you know why he has to do it? Because of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda.
If somebody doesn't make Hashavas Aveda, he's chayv.
One minute. Zok the Chok Yaakov. Ibazaya, I'd like to go a step further. Even though I argued on the Magen Avraham says, if the Shema does not sell the Chometz, he has to pay. Why? Because he's a Pesher. I argued on the Magen Avraham, and I see he's not a Pesher, and therefore he doesn't need to pay. Zok the Chok Yaakov, on second thoughts, I agree to the Magen Avraham, but not for his reason. I agree to the Magen Avraham that if you don't sell the Chometz, you're going to have to pay, but not because of the reason which he said. The Magen Avraham said the reason why you have to pay is because you're a Pesher. Zok the Chok Yaakov, you have to pay, but for a different reason. Do you remember Prutzad Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef's Prutzad, does it ring a bell? Mm-hmm. The din is Shema Aveda. When someone's looking after an Aveda, you're a Shema. What level of Shema are you when you are a Shema Aveda? So there's a famous Chiddush of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef said, you're a Shema Socha. Yeah. Ah, you're not being paid. You found something in the street. You're looking after it at home. You're a Shema Socha. Why? Why are you a Shema Socha? Zok Rav Yosef, a famous Rav Yosef, because if an Oni will come to the door and ask for a donation, I can say, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm Oisik B'mitzvah. I'm looking after the Aveda. Oisik B'mitzvah. Pata Min HaMitzvah. So therefore, I'm spared that Pruta. Therefore, I'm gaining financially from the fact that I'm looking after your Aveda, so I'm a Shema Socha. You're a Shema Socha. So then you chai for Gneva of Aveda. I agree to the Magen Avraham that if the Shema doesn't sell the Chometz, he's going to be chayev to pay, not because of the reason of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said the reason why you have to pay is because you're a Pshia. No, you're not a Pshia. It's Gneva of Aveda, but you still have to pay. Why? Because you're not a Shema Chinam. You're Hashem Yisachar. Why are you Hashem Yisachar? Because the Rambam said, this is Hashavas Aveda. Ah, it's Hashavas Aveda, you're Hashem Aveda. Hashem Aveda is Hashem Yisachar. You're Hashem Yisachar. So you are Chai for the name of Aveda, so you're going to have to pay. That's the Chiddush of the Chok Yaakov. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Zechron Lebracha, came with a Meirik Atah. Listen to this. Beautiful Taina on the Chok Yaakov. And he says like this. There's a big difference between the classical type of Aveda, which you found in the street, and this case of a chometz, which is also the Rambam calls Hashavas Aveda, but there's a difference. And the difference is, I say, in the normal conventional sense of an Aveda, you're walking along the street, and you find a chifetz. It's lost, the owner's obviously lost it, it's dropped on the floor, it's got the owner's name and address on, so it's an Aveda. You pick it up, you bechuyav to pick it up, you mustn't leave it there. The minute you pick it up, you become a Shema Aveda, and you're a Shema Socha, etc., etc. Over here, let's think about this chometz. If we play slow motion, before it's going to become Asabana at 12 o'clock, let's say, for argument's sake. Quarter to 12, it's not an Aveda. It's safe and sound in your freezer. Nothing, there's no Geneva, no nothing. A second after 12 o'clock, it's too late. It's already become Asabana. At no stage did this thing have label of an Aveda. It was never lost. Now listen, there is a mitzvah to save it. There's a mitzvah to make Hatzalah, to make sure that it doesn't become Asa Bahana. But never at any stage was this thing classified as an Aveda. It was never lost. It's just, one moment it was safe, next moment it's gone, it's too late. Tanya Reb Shmuel, where did the Torah give and make a person into a Shoima? A Torah makes a person into a Shoima when he finds an Aveda. You find an Aveda in the street, something which is lost, the owner doesn't know where it is, you're obliged to pick it up, you're obliged to look after it, you become a Shoima. However, something which at the moment is safe. You have a mitzvah, but there is danger approaching. So you have a mitzvah to avert that danger. And the sherish of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Oh, but this thing itself doesn't have the label. It's not an Aveda. And therefore, since the thing itself doesn't have the label of an Aveda, even though it's going to become destroyed, going to become lost, then surely even if you do save it, why should it become a Shema Aveda? You know, it's just an Aveda. But made a time at the Rav Shmuel, I don't see how the Chok Yaakov can make the Shema into the our Shema, the fellow looking after the bread, how you can make him into a Shema Aveda. This is the Taina of Rav Shmuel. The Chok Yaakov obviously held that in Ochanama, technically speaking, that it's safe now. But since we all know full well that in 10 minutes time, this is going to be the end of this bread forever after, it's going to become Asa Bahana, then vice versa, that also qualifies to be counted as an Aveda. And this seems to be the machlokes between the Chok Yaakov and Rav Shmuel. Something which in itself is safe. It's not lost. But there's something which is going to come in, which I know in a minute it's going to be destroyed. In a minute it's going to be lost. Does that make this thing, Azich have a mitzvah to save it? That's for sure. But does that give a classification on the actual object that this is an Aveda? And with all the halachas which therefore result because of that, and therefore if you when you're a Shema Aveda, or do you say no? Divide it safe, and have a mitzvah to save it, and it's not enough. If the Mefarshim should bring a raya from a Gemara Bar Metzia, from Eli Metzias, to the Chok Yaakov, because l'chaira there's another nafka minah in this shaila. What will be the din? Let's say you have a field. And there's a wave, a tidal wave, coming towards the field. So the Gemara says in Bar Metzia, you have a mitzvah to save all the items, if you can either block off, the wall to stop the wave coming in, or to remove some of the objects from the field that shouldn't get destroyed from the water. You have a mitzvah of Hatzalah. According to this case, will be mamish a case of the machlokes between the Chok Yaakov and Rav Shmuel. Are these objects, are they an Aveda, or are they not an Aveda? An interesting shaila. Let's say you have a field. We know the halacha is Avedas Akum. There's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. You can pick it up and take it home. What happens if you have a field which belongs to an Akum, and you see a tidal wave coming towards it, and there's a nice new car in the field, and you know that this car is about to be completely destroyed from this tidal wave, and you have to have the keys? Can you go hop in the car and say, Avedus Akum, Chaya, a brand new car, Avedus Akum, perfectly legal, I can take it and drive it off. Or not. L'chaira, this is going to be the machlekes between the Chak Yaakov and Rav Shmuel l'chaira. According, if I don't move this car in 10 seconds time, it'll be the end of the car. No question about it. So the Chak Yaakov will say, it's Avedus Akum. It's Avedus Akum. If it will be a yid, you'd be machu to drive it off and you become a shema Aveda. Of it's a goyis. So l'chaira, it's Avedas Akum. Avedas Akum is Hevka. Makasha, help yourself. Rav Shmuel l'chaira would say, no. If it would be a yid, you have a mitzvah to save it, drive, but you don't become a shomer. It's not an aveda. The fire of the car is safe and sound. So you have a mitzvah to save it, drive it off, but you don't become a shomer. And therefore, if it belongs to an akum, you can't classify this thing as an avedas akum. You're not mechuyav to save it. Maskev mevada, you're not mechuyav to save it. But neither are you allowed to go and help yourself to it. If that's the case, then we have a raya from a Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Eir Metzias. The Mishnah says, what's the din if you find a chefetz which is tomon ba'aspa? Which means there was a rubbish dump, and you find a chefetz which was hidden purposely, obviously it was put there, stomach was wrapped up, and it was hidden in the rubbish dump, quite clearly put there by the owner, not forgotten there, not dropped there, but he intends to come back and fetch it, definitely. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains, it depends on the situation. If this is an aspa, this is a rubbish dump which is emptied every day or every few hours by the council, then obviously the fellow who put it there is not interested in it, because he knows it's going to be emptied. So it's what the Gemara calls avei domidas. He's basically made hefka. You could take it. If it's an aspa which is only emptied once every 6 months, it's eina asuya lifonos. It's not something which is going to be emptied in the near future. Then obviously the person who's put it there knows this is a great hiding place, and therefore it's safe, safe and sound. You're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it for yourself. You're not even allowed to take it to return it, to be made to the Macharis, because it's not an Aveda. The owner knows where it is. He's hidden it away. You leave it there and finish. Says the Gemara, but what happens if at the time when the person put this thing in the ashbar, it was an ashbar which was eina asuya lefonos, once every 6 months. Pum, today there's a new notice from the council, they've changed their minds, today they're emptying the ashbar. So it's eina asuya lefonos, v'nimlach olea lefonos. And the council have changed their mind, and they're going to empty it. And obviously the owner, the one who put this thing there, he doesn't know about it. So now, you have a mitzvah to save it. So says the Gemara, the din is, no tail, umachris. Assuming it has a simon, you take it, and you're machris. Says the Gemara, that's if you found this thing in a town where there's either Rav Yidden, or at least Mechza Mechza, the same number of Yidden as going. But what happens if you found this thing in a town where you've got Rav Goyim? So says the Gemara, if it's Rav Goyim, Hare Hu Shaloi. In other words, you found this thing in a ashbar, which was put there when it was not Asuya Lefanois. It was put there, it was quite safe. Subsequently, it's Nimlach Olea Lefanoisa. It's Eibazai now, since it was put there by a goy, you can take it. Now, let's think. At the moment, this thing is quite safe and sound. There's a rubbish lorry about 100 yards away, heading steadily towards the ashbar. This is a classical case of a machlokes between the Chok Yaakov and the Shmuel. Because here you have something which in itself it seems not lost. The owner knows where it is. It's safe and sound. But there's something mibachutz, i.e. a dustbin lorry, heading towards it, about to destroy it. And the Gemara says, at least according to Tosfos, that if it's Rav Goyim, then the din is Hari Hu Shaloi. What right do you have to take it? The Goy knows where it is. The Goy wasn't the Yaish. So the territory must be, it's already considered an Aveda. Due to the fact that it's about to be destroyed, even though in itself it's safe, but due to the fact that it's about to be destroyed, it's already qualified as an Aveda, and therefore it's Avedas Akum, Hari Hu Shaloi. So that's a right of the One more shayla in this sugya. What would be the din? Assuming we'll go with the Chok Yaakov. Let's say, let's talk about the dustbin lorry. So you found this thing in the ashbar. The dustbin lorry is heading towards Avedus Akum, Hari Shalai, you pick it up and you take it. You're just about to walk home, when you see the dustbin lorry, the drivers get out and they say, Rabbeinu, we're going on strike. We're stopping here. We're not going any further. So that means that this thing now has become Ois Aveda. Do you have to put it back? Or can you say, no, listen, when I took it, it was an Aveda. So I now have changed the mind, that's no problem. I can take it. If it's in China. It depends probably whether Aveda's Akum is actually Hefka. There's a Machleik as well. But let's assume, for our purposes, we'll soon see why, that once you've taken it, you can take it. And even though afterwards the goyim decide not to come, well, so let's get back to how we began. Our question was, what heter did the Meraglim have to take the pace? Let's imagine you have a country, and Rahman al-Islam, that's the tsunami heading towards the country. And Rahman al-Islam is going to flood the whole place, destroy the whole place of Umm al-Saylam. This is a classical case, according to the Chok Yaakov. The whole country becomes one big Avedas Akum. Becomes one big, everything becomes Hefka, according to the Chok Yaakov. When the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, we were only a few days from going into Eretz Yisrael, about to wipe off the face of the earth every single member of the seven nations. Lo Yitzchaya Kol Neshama. There was a human tsunami heading towards Eretz Yisrael. If the Meraglim would have come back with the right report, we would have come back, they would have said, yeah, no problem, there wouldn't have been a problem, we would have marched into Eretz Yisrael, chick-chack, that would have been the end of it. So in other words, there was a huge tidal wave of Klal Yisrael heading towards Eretz Yisrael. If so, the whole of Eretz Yisrael was one big Avedas Akum, according to the Chok Yaakov, not according to Reb Shmuel. But according to the Chok Yaakov, the whole of Eretz Yisrael was one big Avedas Akum, because there's this tidal wave. Now Reb Shmuel wouldn't agree to this, because Reb Shmuel says, if it's safe now, then the Vaila, you have a mitzvah of Hatzalah who belongs to a Yid, but you can't classify it as an Aveda. But according to the Chok Yaakov, since you've got this tidal wave coming, heading towards Eretz Yisrael, the whole of Eretz Yisrael has now become Aveda Zakum. So we ask the Kasha, what heter did the Meraglim have to take the Peirush? No problem. Avedas Akum Tefka. There's one problem. Because when they got back, and they told the bad report, so then we didn't go with Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't they have to give it back then? They should have gone back and returned it. So that's what we said. What's the Shaila? If the lorry driver's gone strike, assuming you take on that side, which could be that even if the lorry driver's gone strike, but since at the time when I took this thing, it wasn't Avedas Akum, I was allowed to take it, even though subsequently they decided not to go and empty the dustbin, or but since at the time when I took it, it was an Avedas Akum, and I was in my right to take it, Kenechatum, not Mechuyah to give it back. If that's the case, would be a lovely solution as to what, another solution as to what's the heter of the Meraglim to take the Peirush because of the heter of Avedas Akum.